At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Personality, NLP, and astrology case study for Carol Ascendant Purva Ashada, Sagittarius. Carol's Ascendant lies in Purva Ashada, within the sign of Sagittarius, a placement that imbues her with a forward-moving, truth-guided approach to life. Sagittarius brings the archetype of the seeker, teacher, and visionary, someone naturally inclined toward growth, optimism, and philosophical breadth. Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, adds a distinct flavor of emotional strength, persuasive conviction, and the desire to uplift others through clarity and inspired direction. At her core, Carol likely carries a steady flame of purpose, motivated not just to move forward, but to elevate. This rising placement suggests Carol is innately driven by principle, but her method is persuasive rather than forceful. She may be gifted at communicating beliefs with grace and conviction, weaving together aesthetic sensibility and ethical clarity. There's often a charismatic undertone to her presence, not loud or attention-seeking, but quietly compelling, built on lived wisdom and emotional authority. She moves with faith and helps others do the same. From an NLP perspective, Carol exhibits strong auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing patterns. She's guided by internal logic and principle, Sagittarius, but also tunes into the feel of things through Venus's influence on Purva Ashada. She likely evaluates situations based on whether they make sense and feel right, needing both intellectual and emotional alignment before she acts. Her language may often combine clarity with emotional rhythm, measured, meaningful, and evocative. Her chunking style is broadly general, especially when navigating identity, values, and life goals. She processes through concepts and meaning frameworks, often zooming out to see the overarching trajectory rather than getting bogged down in details. In personal and philosophical matters, she's likely a big picture thinker, guided more by themes and ideals than by step-by-step logic. Yet she can toggle into detail when conviction or emotion demands it. Carol's attention filter is primarily internal. With Sagittarius rising and a Jupiter-ruled nakshatra, her orientation is self-referencing. She consults her own principles and emotional radar before making decisions. She doesn't seek approval as a motivator. Instead, she checks for inner coherence. When the outer world contradicts her sense of truth or integrity, she likely steps back, reassesses, and realigns, quietly but firmly. Her motivation direction is towards. She's propelled by hope, vision, and the potential for positive change. Even when she withdraws from environments that don't resonate, it's in service of moving toward what does. Purva Ashada gives her resilience. She may face storms, but doesn't lose her inner compass. She is drawn to ideas, people, and roles that help her grow and refine her philosophy of living. Her operational style balances both options and procedures. Sagittarius enjoys freedom and flexibility, often exploring different approaches to the same goal. Yet Purva Ashada brings a subtle preference for structure. She appreciates rituals that are aligned with values, especially when they serve as tools for greater insight or service. She may innovate when needed, but remain grounded in principles that don't shift with trends. Work preference-wise, Carol likely thrives in proximity environments. She enjoys meaningful engagement, shared vision, and cooperative effort, but needs autonomy and respect for personal space. Teamwork is enriching when aligned, draining when forced. And her time experience leans through time. She likely moves with a sense of long-term trajectory, preferring to plan, reflect, and ensure her actions align with both past wisdom and future direction. Altogether, Carol's Purva Ashada Ascendant in Sagittarius gives her a purposeful, graceful, and resilient personality. Someone who leads with insight, learns through feeling, and uplifts through presence. Her NLP profile reflects an individual motivated by alignment, grounded in inner clarity, and inspired to guide others toward what is lasting, truthful, and beautifully earned. Fourth house, Ketu and Pathara. Carol's fourth house, the domain of emotional foundations, home life, mother, inner security, and private nourishment, lies in Pisces, hosting Ketu in a placement that brings spiritual depth, psychic intelligence, and subtle detachment into her emotional core. Pisces in the fourth already suggests a dreamy, intuitive, and often otherworldly inner world, one shaped more by energetic resonance than logic. With Ketu here, Carol's roots are karmically complex. She may carry ancestral wisdom, deep emotional perception, and a lifelong pull toward transcendence, often feeling like she belongs to somewhere not entirely of this world. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter, is a nakshatra of sacred paradox, combining fire and ether, idealism and intensity, spiritual longing and stark clarity. Ketu here suggests that Carol may have experienced early emotional disillusionment or spiritual intensity through family, home, or mother-related themes. Her inner emotional framework is likely built on deep self-reliance and internal detachment. She may crave solitude or sanctuary, not to escape, but to return to herself, to truth, to essence. Her home may feel more like a temple or cocoon than a social space. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a strongly dissociated, auditory digital, and general chunking profile. Carol likely experiences emotions as energy or information, not necessarily something she wants to dwell in or verbalize. She observes more than reacts. Her processing style is philosophical and detached. She may contemplate the emotional past with curiosity rather than sentimentality. She is capable of deep empathy, but rarely gets swept away by it. Instead, she watches, senses, and filters experience through an intuitive, mystical lens. Her attention direction here is deeply internal. The fourth house governs inner needs, and Ketu here suggests Carol rarely looks outside herself for emotional validation. She likely feels most nourished when alone, near water, or in sacred, silent spaces. There may also be a pattern of letting go, of family expectations, old emotional identities, or inherited attachments, in order to return to something more soul-aligned. Her motivation direction in this house is away from, not in a fear-based sense, but in a soulful discernment of what no longer serves. She instinctively avoids emotional clutter, excessive drama, or environments that feel energetically polluted. This gives her strong boundaries, even if they appear invisible to others. She doesn't retreat out of weakness. She withdraws to preserve clarity and inner coherence. Carol's operational style in emotional and domestic life leans toward procedures, albeit intuitively defined. She may have quiet rituals, specific times for retreat, emotional reset, or cleansing practices that help her stay anchored. These routines aren't externally imposed. They're sacred patterns she's learned over time. Her home may be minimalistic, symbolic, or filled with items that carry energetic or spiritual resonance. Form follows meaning. In terms of work preference, within the emotional domain, Carol is a solo processor. She needs space to feel, dream, detach, and come home to herself. Even in relationships, she may require emotional independence and psychic room to breathe, and her time experience here is subtly through time. She reflects deeply on the past, sees its karmic echoes, and integrates them with an eye toward future spiritual evolution. Altogether, Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada in Carol's Pisces fourth house gives her an emotionally mystical, internally sovereign, and spiritually intelligent heart. She is not emotionally aloof, she is emotionally transcendent. Her NLP traits point to someone who experiences emotion as wave and wisdom, not noise. She is here not to hold on, but to release. And in that release, she finds the profound quiet of belonging, not to people or places, but to soul. Eighth house, Cancer, Moon and Jupiter in Ashlesha. Carol's eighth house, the realm of deep transformation, intimacy, psychological depth, hidden power, and spiritual knowledge, lies in Cancer, hosting both the Moon and Jupiter in Ashlesha. This is a profoundly emotional, intuitive, and layered placement. Cancer in the eighth intensifies inner sensitivity, ancestral memory, and psychic permeability, while the moon, ruling both Cancer and the eighth house, is especially powerful here, especially in Ashlesha, the nakshatra of serpentine insight and emotional entanglement. Jupiter's presence beside the moon expands these emotional depths, bringing a spiritual, philosophical, and often healing intelligence to Carol's most private, transformative spaces. Ashlesha is ruled by Mercury, yet it operates like an alchemist, absorbing, coiling around, and decoding the unseen emotional layers of life. The moon here gives Carol profound emotional intelligence, but also the potential for entanglement or overabsorption. She likely feels everything, not just her own emotions, but those of others, collective moods, and subtle energetic shifts. With Jupiter conjunct, this emotional field becomes an arena of growth, insight, and inner expansion. She learns through feeling and heals through understanding. From an NLP perspective, Carol's dominant processing here is kinesthetic, with strong auditory digital overlays. She intuits truth through her body, emotions, and gut, but then interprets and processes these through pattern recognition and philosophical reflection. She doesn't just feel, she understands what the feeling means. This combination likely gives her the ability to decode emotional signals quickly, whether in herself or others, and to respond with wisdom, nurturing, or well-timed withdrawal. Her chunking style in the eighth is specific when feeling and general when teaching. When emotionally involved, she tracks nuance, every shift in tone, gesture, silence. But with Jupiter present, she can zoom out and speak about trauma, transformation, or intimacy from a meta level, turning personal pain into universal teaching. This oscillation between the visceral and the philosophical is a key part of her depth. Her attention filter here is mixed but slightly tilted toward others. She is deeply attuned to what others are feeling, often before they know it themselves. However, Jupiter gives her the wisdom to step back when needed, creating space between her and the emotional charge. When healthy, she can support, contain, and guide others through emotional process without losing herself. When overwhelmed, she may need solitude and water-like rituals to clear psychic residue. Carol's motivation direction here is towards emotional truth and away from energetic entanglement. She seeks fusion, healing, and soulful intimacy, but is quick to withdraw from manipulation, secrets, or emotional toxicity. Her instincts are strong, and her emotional radar is rarely wrong. Jupiter helps her name what she feels, giving her both emotional fluency and spiritual distance when necessary. Her operational style in transformational and intimate spaces is options-based. Ashlesha doesn't like fixed rules. It prefers patterning, weaving, subtle strategy. Carol may shift her methods depending on emotional texture, offering nurturing one moment, distance the next. She operates like a healer, priestess, or quiet strategist in matters of vulnerability and transformation. She trusts her timing and intuition more than any prescribed model. In terms of work preference, this pairing suggests a proximity style. She values deep, meaningful emotional connections, but needs space within them. She thrives in therapeutic teaching or emotional guidance roles where she can be close but not consumed. Her time experience is likely in time when emotionally present. She feels in the moment, rides emotional currents, but shifts into through time when reflecting, interpreting, or guiding others. Altogether, the moon and Jupiter in Ashlesha in Carol's eighth house give her a potent emotional spiritual depth, the kind that transforms pain into power and fusion into freedom. Her NLP traits reflect an empathic philosopher, someone who feels deeply, sees symbolically, and teaches through lived experience. She's not here just to survive the emotional underworld. She's here to illuminate it, reframe it, and help others find grace in its shadows. Ninth house, Saturn in Purva Falguni, Carol's ninth house, the sphere of higher learning, long-term vision, faith, philosophy, and ethical worldview, lies in Leo, hosting Saturn in Purva Falguni, a placement that blends maturity with magnetism and discipline with grace. The ninth house governs our beliefs, spiritual authority, teachers, and long journeys, both literal and philosophical. With Leo here, Carol's worldview is shaped by dignity, creative purpose, and a desire for radiant authenticity. But Saturn, the planet of structure and restraint, grounds this fire, tempering dogma with discernment, and replacing ego with earned wisdom. Purva Falguni, ruled by Venus, is a nakshatra associated with beauty, creativity, partnership, and enjoyment. Yet when Saturn occupies this space, it brings a refined tension between indulgence and responsibility. Carol may have experienced her belief systems or sense of life purpose as something she had to mature into, slowly, methodically, and through the crucible of lived experience. Her sense of faith may not have come easily, but what she does believe in now is rooted, tested, and unwavering. From an NLP perspective, Saturn in this position points to a primarily auditory digital and general chunking style. Carol likely processes life's big questions through principles, patterns, and structured inner logic. She is drawn to teachings that make sense, that are cohesive over time, not just emotionally appealing in the moment. She likely values mentorship, tradition, or philosophical systems that offer long-term stability and clarity. But she won't adopt them blindly. She tests ideas before she trusts them. Her attention filter here is mostly internal. She relies on her own moral compass, intuition, and long-view discernment when deciding what to follow. Saturn gives her a cautious independence in matters of belief. She listens, but ultimately decides for herself. This also applies to her role as a guide or mentor. She doesn't preach, she models. People may look to her for quiet leadership or principled steadiness, especially during times of uncertainty. Carol's motivation direction in this house leans towards. She is drawn to truth, alignment, and higher understanding. However, Saturn adds a subtle away from filter as well. She is quick to sense false teachings, performative spirituality, or unearned authority. She seeks the sacred, but is allergic to spectacle. What she believes must stand up to time, contradiction, and challenge. Only then does it become part of her moral architecture. Her operational style in the philosophical realm is procedures-based. She likely appreciates frameworks, paths, or teachings that provide steps, not to constrain her, but to deepen her commitment. She may thrive in academic, spiritual, or coaching roles that require patience, long-term growth, and an ability to hold complexity. With Venus ruling Purva Falguni, she brings warmth and creative insight to these systems, but Saturn ensures they are built on substance, not style. As for work preference, Carol likely aligns with a solo-to-proximity style in belief-driven work. She may develop her worldview in solitude, but teach or express it in close, meaningful environments, preferring one-on-one mentorship, small groups, or well-structured teaching formats. Her time experience is through time. She learns and teaches with a long-range view, building on accumulated insight rather than spontaneous inspiration. Planning, sequencing, and reflection are vital to how she processes belief and purpose. Altogether, Saturn in Purva Falguni, in Carol's Leo 9th house, gives her a deep, steady, and refined spiritual presence. She is both a student and architect of wisdom, someone who brings beauty and principle together to form belief systems that last. Her NLP traits show a structured thinker with high integrity, capable of holding complexity with elegance. She is not here for shallow inspiration. She is here to embody legacy, teach what she's lived, and illuminate the sacred with discipline and grace. 10th house, Virgo in a Falguni, Carol's 10th house, the sphere of vocation, public reputation, success, and societal contribution, falls in Virgo, with Rahu placed in Uttara Falguni, a nakshatra known for service, partnership, and principled leadership. The 10th house is where the world sees what we do, and Rahu here magnifies Carol's ambition, focus, and drive to make a mark. With Virgo, the expression of this drive is meticulous, analytical, and service-oriented. She's not seeking status for its own sake, but for the impact, refinement, and systemic influence it allows her to have. Uttara Falguni, ruled by the Sun, brings a steady, cooperative, and contract-honoring quality to this placement. Rahu, the disruptor and amplifier, intensifies this, suggesting that Carol may feel an insatiable need to prove herself through responsibility, structure, and competent service. She may be seen as unusually competent, tireless, or exacting in professional roles, often pushing herself to embody the ideal leader, team player, or system refiner. She doesn't just want a title, she wants to be worthy of it. From an NLP perspective, this placement suggests a dominant auditory digital processing style with strong specific chunking. Carol likely organizes her tasks and goals in clearly defined steps and principles. She processes career-related data through logic, procedure, and ethical alignment. Precision matters. She may have high standards for herself and others, and while this gives her clarity and excellence, it can also lead to overwork or perfectionism when Rahu's hunger is unchecked. Her attention filter here leans toward others, especially in public or professional settings. She is aware of how others perceive her competence and contribution. This can make her highly responsive to feedback, using it as fuel, but may also lead to over-identifying with professional roles or becoming overly sensitive to external expectations. She thrives in environments where service, teamwork, and meaningful structure are respected. Carol's motivation direction in the 10th house is strongly towards. She is driven to build, serve, improve, and be recognized for her diligence and contribution. Rahu here may create phases of obsession with achievement, title, or control over systems. But Uttara Falguni helps balance this with a deeper commitment to why she works, for the sake of integrity, harmony, and mutual support. Her operational style is distinctly procedures-based. Carol likely excels in structured environments, with protocols and expectations clearly laid out. She may even create better systems than the ones she inherits, refining work processes, reworking workflows, or setting higher standards. Rahu brings innovation, and Uttara Falguni adds reliability. Together, this makes her both reformer and executor in public roles. As for work preference, she thrives in proximity settings. She's collaborative, but prefers clear responsibility lines. She values being part of a capable team where excellence is expected and respected. Her time experience is solidly through time. She tracks goals over time, manages deadlines, and uses long-term strategy in career planning. Time management and reputation matter to her, and she may be highly aware of career legacy or professional rhythm. Altogether, Rahu in Uttara Falguni in Carol's Virgo 10th house makes her a powerhouse of principled service, systemic intelligence, and purpose-driven ambition. Her NLP traits show a structured mind, others-aware work ethic, and relentless drive to contribute meaningfully through competence and care. She's not just building a career, she's building something that works, lasts, and uplifts those it serves. 11th house, Venus in Swati. Carol's 11th house, the realm of friendships, long-term goals, social networks, and the rewards of her life path, falls in Libra, with Venus placed in Swati, a nakshatra ruled by Rahu and associated with flexibility, independence, and the art of navigating social winds. Venus here is in its own sign, giving Carol a natural grace in social environments and an intuitive sense of how to connect, relate, and harmonize with others. The 11th house governs gains, alliances, and collective purpose, and Venus in Swati brings diplomacy, charm, and a fluid ability to attract both people and opportunities into her orbit. Swati's energy is independent, intelligent, and breezy, like the wind that symbolizes it. Carol likely has a unique balance between being highly sociable and strongly self-guided. She is friendly, approachable, and refined in her social presence, yet values personal freedom and may resist group dynamics that feel too confining. Her goals are often achieved through magnetism rather than force. People naturally want to support her because she brings beauty, balance, and adaptability into shared visions. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a strong visual and kinesthetic processing style. Carol likely responds to how things look and feel in both social and aspirational spaces. She is attuned to tone, style, atmosphere, and emotional flow in group dynamics. Her communication may carry grace, subtle emotional resonance, and aesthetic intelligence. She knows how to make others feel good while also moving them forward. Her chunking style in social and goal-oriented contexts is specific. She notices fine emotional shifts in people, tracks small social cues, and reads group dynamics intuitively. This makes her excellent at navigating networks, choosing the right timing, and understanding what others need to feel seen, valued, or inspired. Her ability to build rapport is both nuanced and natural. She doesn't force connection, she invites it. Carol's attention filter in this area leans toward others. She's highly responsive to the emotional climate of the group and often acts as a subtle harmonizer or aesthetic guide. However, Swati's influence ensures she doesn't lose herself in the collective. She stays centered while adapting. She gives to others, but she doesn't collapse into them. Her motivation direction in the 11th is towards. She is drawn toward harmony, connection, and graceful achievement of her long-term desires. Her goals are not just about personal gain. They are about shared beauty, balanced contribution, and socially conscious success. She is likely motivated by collaborations that feel inspiring, elegant, or aligned with her values. Carol's operational style in this house is more options-based. Swati enjoys movement, experimentation, and testing possibilities. She may not always follow a rigid plan to reach her goals, preferring instead to feel her way forward, adjusting course as needed. This flexibility allows her to take advantage of emerging opportunities and social currents with ease. Her work preference here is clearly proximity. She thrives in small groups or creative teams where there is room for collaboration and independence. And her time experience leans in time. She is emotionally present in social spaces, tuning into the moment, feeling the atmosphere, and engaging in real-time connection. Altogether, Venus and Swati in Carol's Libra 11th house makes her a socially intelligent, aesthetically attuned, and magnetically connected presence in group and goal-oriented environments. Her NLP traits point to a graceful influencer, someone who connects through style and substance, moves with relational rhythm, and uplifts collective spaces by simply being in resonance with them. She doesn't force community, she becomes its emotional compass. 12th house, Scorpio, Sun in Anurata, Mars in Mercury. Carol's 12th house, the domain of solitude, the subconscious, dreams, losses, retreat, and spiritual liberation, lies in Scorpio with a powerful triad, the Sun in Anurata, and Mars and Mercury in Gyeshta. This is a deeply introspective, psychologically layered placement, suggesting a strong inner world marked by complexity, discipline, and transformative intelligence. The 12th house dissolves the boundaries of ego and material identification. And with Scorpio here, Carol's journey into the unconscious is not passive. It's probing, intense, and often alchemical. She isn't afraid to face the unseen. She seeks it out. The Sun in Anurata brings disciplined devotion and a structured inner light to this vast internal house. Anurata, ruled by Saturn, is about loyalty, focused emotion, and spiritual commitment. The Sun here gives Carol a quiet, steady inner authority. She may shine most brightly in private through spiritual practices, emotional depth work, or behind-the-scenes leadership. Her identity is forged in silence, resilience, and the pursuit of inner order. She may carry an aura of quiet power, refined by self-control and inner clarity. Mars and Mercury amplify this depth. Gyeshta, ruled by Mercury, is the elder, a nakshatra of leadership, responsibility, and secret knowledge. Mars here gives Carol sharp insight and penetrating will. She may be intensely protective of her inner world, and her instincts are both strategic and fierce. Mercury in Gyeshta adds intellectual edge, perceptiveness, and a knack for sensing what others miss. Together, these placements suggest Carol has a mind that feels and a heart that thinks, tuned for subtle signals, hidden truths, and emotional power structures. From an NLP perspective, this cluster reflects a blend of auditory digital, kinesthetic, and dissociated processing styles. Carol likely internalizes meaning through both emotional experience and rational analysis, but from a vantage point that is often outside the noise. She may observe her own thoughts and emotions like a strategist, not coldly, but with calculated distance. This allows her to manage stress, navigate complex dynamics, and operate effectively in high-pressure or emotionally charged situations. Her chunking style in the 12th is mostly specific, especially when navigating emotion, spirituality, or the unseen. She may process subtle cues, tones, hesitations, symbolic dreams with precision and personal resonance. But when teaching or guiding others through deep topics, she can shift to general chunking, offering big picture truths distilled from her own lived depths. Carol's attention filter here is profoundly internal. Her motivations, questions, and transformations begin within. She likely doesn't look to others to define her purpose and rarely shares her inner process unless absolutely necessary. Privacy is power for her. She recharges in solitude, dreams deeply, and finds clarity in the quiet that others might avoid. Her motivation direction in this house is a strategic blend towards healing, transformation, and spiritual clarity, and subtly away from emotional invasion, chaos, or lack of depth. She instinctively avoids superficiality, especially in emotional or spiritual matters, and is drawn to environments where psychological honesty, sacred space, and emotional sovereignty are honored. Carol's operational style in this 12th house domain is largely procedures-based, particularly self-created rituals and inner frameworks. With Scorpio's need for control and Jyeshta's maturity, she may build intricate systems of reflection, meditation, or psychic hygiene to manage her inner world. She doesn't wing it. She navigates the inner terrain like a professional. Her work preference here is solo. She functions best when given space to manage her own time, energy, and focus. Whether in creative, spiritual, or analytical domains, she works most powerfully in retreat-like environments, where depth is valued and silence is productive. Her time experience in this house leans through time. She tracks subtle changes across time, stores memories deeply, and plans her emotional or spiritual growth with long-range intention. Altogether, Carol's Sun in Anuradha and Mars, Mercury, and Jyeshta in the 12th house make her a master of inner strategy, psychological resilience, and sacred insight. Her NLP profile reflects a composed mind, guarded emotional landscape, and a soul that moves through the undercurrents of life with precision and grace. She is not here to expose. She's here to transform, in silence, with strength, and on her own powerful terms. Carol's NLP profile reflects a highly structured, emotionally intelligent, and introspectively strategic mind, one that blends depth with discernment and presence with precision. With a Sagittarius ascendant in Purva Ashada, she's driven by truth, inner clarity, and graceful conviction. Her chart reveals an elegant integration of auditory, digital, kinesthetic, and visual processing styles. She feels her way into understanding, uses logic to structure her beliefs and decisions, and engages aesthetically with her environment. Whether processing experience or guiding others, she brings a nuanced blend of intellect and emotion into every space she enters. Her chunking style shifts with context. In emotionally charged or interpersonal environments, such as those linked to her Moon, Jupiter, and Ashlesha, and Venus in Swati, she uses specific chunking, noticing tone, subtle cues, and the fine details that make or break connection. However, in philosophical and internal domains, shown through her Saturn in the 9th and K2 in the 4th, she moves into general chunking, zooming out to grasp overarching meaning, patterns, and long-term trajectories. This dual capacity allows her to toggle between minute precision and sweeping insight, depending on what's required. Carol's attention filter is primarily internal. She measures value, truth, and alignment from within, rather than outsourcing it to external feedback. Her 12th house Sun, Mercury, and Mars suggest a private, self-referencing psyche that processes before expressing, while her Rahu in the 10th and Venus in the 11th create a sophisticated awareness of others in social and public contexts. She's able to respond to collective needs without betraying her own emotional integrity, making her both self-governing and socially attuned. Her motivation direction leans strongly towards, she is drawn to purpose, refinement, beauty, and impact. With Rahu in Uttara Falguni in the 10th, her ambition is ethical and system-based. Yet there's a quiet away from current in the background. She steps away from chaos, superficiality, and emotional clutter, especially in her 8th and 12th house placements. This dual motivation keeps her aligned, pulled toward what matters and protected from what doesn't. Operationally, Carol thrives on structure. Her Saturn and Mercury placements suggest a procedures-based mindset. She relies on rituals, frameworks, and efficient systems to anchor her thinking and flow. However, her Venus in Swati and Rahu influences give her flexibility when it's needed, allowing her to adapt when structures must evolve. She follows the rules she believes in and can rewrite the ones that no longer serve. Her work preference is anchored in proximity. She values meaningful collaboration and shared momentum, but requires emotional and psychic space within that. Small teams, partnerships, or mission-driven alliances suit her best. With the 12th house stellium, she also has a strong solo capability, needing quiet to create, reflect, or spiritually recharge. Her time experience leans through time. She plans, tracks, and evaluates over long arcs, building meaning and results with care and intention. Altogether, Carol's NLP drives paint a picture of someone built for inner alignment and outer integrity. She learns through layered insight, acts from measured clarity, and thrives where systems meet soul. She is emotionally refined, mentally exacting, and spiritually aware, someone who brings elegant structure to service, quiet mastery to leadership, and unwavering focus to what matters most.